but we haven't quite finished with the sutra. There's a further condensation at the end of the sutra. It doesn't condense the perfection of wisdom teaching quite so much as the letter A does, but it condenses it considerably. At the end of the sutra, we find the mantra of perfect wisdom. And just as the sutra itself condenses the Prajna Paramita literature, so the mantra condenses the sutra itself. Kanza translates mantra as spell, but that's completely misleading. A mantra is a sort of sacred word. One can't really explain it more than that. And here, at the end of the sutra, the mantra, which is usually not translated, mantras are in fact never translated really, the mantra goes, Gate Gate Paragate Parasangate Bodhi Swaha. Kanza renders it, one can render it like this, gone, gone, gone beyond, gone altogether beyond, oh what an awakening, all hail. Well, as I say, this is Kanza's translation. It doesn't really help us very much. It gives the bare word meaning and nothing more. But what does it really mean? Gate, the first gate, gone, means gone from the conditioned, gone from the phenomenal world, or if you like, gone from the world, as we know it, gone, beyond that. Then gate, the second gone, gone from even the unconditioned, gone even from nirvana. That is to say, from the concept of nirvana, enlightenment, as something distinct from this world and this state. You're going beyond duality, beyond dualism. So it isn't enough to go beyond the conditioned. You've got to go beyond the unconditioned. It's not enough, we may say, using Christian language, to overcome Satan. You've got to overcome God too. Otherwise you remain stuck there. So gone beyond the conditioned, gone beyond the unconditioned. And then Paragate, gone beyond the distinction of conditioned and unconditioned, samsara and nirvana, this world and that, and that, defiled and undefiled, and so on, gone beyond all distinctions whatsoever. And then lastly, parasangate, which means gone altogether beyond. And how does one do this? One goes beyond even the conception of shunyata, even the conception of reality. Even that eventually is left behind. And then one has gone altogether beyond. And then what's the next word? Bodhi. It doesn't make any statement. Bodhi means enlightenment, or knowledge of the ultimate. So the sutra, the mantra rather, doesn't say, oh, and then you realize Bodhi. Kanza translated, oh what an awakening. Well, that's not bad, but it hasn't got the force of that simple Bodhi. The mantra merely says, go beyond the conditioned, beyond the unconditioned, go beyond even that distinction, go beyond shunyata itself, and then Bodhi, awakening, enlightenment. And the final syllable is Svaha. You can't translate that, but the general meaning in Indian literature is all is well. Auspiciousness. Blessing, if you like. Because when you've reached that, when you've awoken, when you've become a Buddha, well, all is well. There's nothing more. Everything is completely auspicious. So, svaha. And this is what the mantra means. Gate gate paragate parasangate bodhi svaha. Gone, gone, gone beyond, gone altogether beyond. Awakening, enlightenment, all is well. And in the Mahayana tradition, this mantra is to be constantly recited and constantly meditated upon, so that eventually one assimilates its deep meaning. As I've said, just as the Heart Sutra itself condenses and concentrates the meaning of the entire bulk of Perfection of Wisdom scriptures, in the same way this mantra itself condenses the meaning of the Heart Sutra. If you like, it's the heart of the Heart Sutra, or the essence of the essence.